Welcome to Hero of the Week. I'm Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting, inviting you along as I speak with Lieutenant Benjamin Addison of the United States Navy, currently on duty in Afghanistan. Lieutenant Addison, welcome and thank you for joining me today.
Greetings from Forward Operating Base Faraw. Thank you for having me.
Lieutenant, you're part of what is known as the Provincial Reconstruction Team in Faraw, Afghanistan. Briefly give I and my listeners an idea of the mission of this team and your part in the mission.
President Eisenhower said, "Public opinion wins wars." It's my job as a public affairs officer to keep the public informed with factual and timely information about our military. Here in Afghanistan, my role on the Provincial Reconstruction Team is to mentor local Afghan government officials, such as the Director of Information and Culture, the Director of Telecommunications and Postal Services, and the Provincial Governor Spokesperson for Afghanistan's fourth largest province. I work hand-in-hand with local leaders to help them extend the influence of provincial government to remote populations. Our goal is to empower them with sustainable solutions to the challenges they face so that they will succeed on their own in the future.
Okay, so your part is to help those particular people, but the provincial reconstruction teams are helping every aspect of life over there, aren't they, sir?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, we have a very dynamic team. You know, the provincial reconstruction team is made up of U.S. Navy, Army, Air Force members of active duty, reserve, and guard status. We also have civilian team members from the U.S. Department of State, Department of Agriculture, and the U.S. Agency for International Development. It's an important mission, and we're all happy to be a part of it.
So you're dealing not only with what you're dealing with, sir, which is governmental agencies, but also they're dealing with cultural aspects, agricultural aspects of helping the Afghans to become, in a sense, to take over their own country when the forces leave.
That's right. And, you know, provincial reconstruction teams have a vital role when it comes to transition. It takes total teamwork, and everyone has an important role. For instance, when we go outside the wire on missions to engage local leaders, it's the 3rd Platoon Wolfpack of Bravo Company, 1st of the 143rd Airborne Infantry Regiment, Alaska Army National Guard, who put their lives on the line to keep us safe. They are simply the best, and it's an honor to serve with them.
What kind of challenges do you find in your particular area, Lieutenant, that present themselves each day to you? What kind of personal challenges do you deal with?
Well, you know, for personal challenges, I think the separation from loved ones is something that all service members experience. Having said that, you know, the true heroes are military families. They don't often get recognized with medals or parades for the sacrifices that they make during deployments. Knowing that my wife and daughter support me while I'm gone is worth more than words.
And why did you decide to join the Navy, Lieutenant Addison, and how long have you been in?
I've been in for just about 18 years. I joined America's Navy, a global force for good, because 70% of the world is covered by water. 80% of all people live near water. 90% of all trade travels by water. And 100% of today's 321,053 active duty sailors volunteer to stand the watch. I stand with them because my faith, my family, and my friends encourage me to do the right thing, the right way, for the right reason. The Navy takes me to the right place at the right time. For more than 200 years, a strong and ready Navy has been essential to our nation's security and economic prosperity. Today's 21st century warfighters are the most capable and flexible force in the world, and it is a privilege to serve with them.
And you mentioned your wife and your children, sir. Where's home and family for you, and would you like to send a greeting to them?
I was born and raised near Baltimore, Maryland. When I'm not on deployment, I am stationed in Millington, Tennessee, where my daughter, like many children across America, is starting a new school year. I wish I could have been there for her first day of school, but I recently went on a mission to a local school here, and it was full of Afghan girls her age attending class. That's a very encouraging sign of progress to witness, and I hope my daughter grows to understand that education is the key to making the world a better place.
Lieutenant Benjamin Addison of the United States Navy, my thanks again for your time today, sir. All of us are grateful for your service and your part in defending America's freedom. May God bless you as you continue serving there in Afghanistan and in the Navy. We honor you, Lieutenant Addison, as our Hero of the Week.
On behalf of the men and women serving around the world, thank you for supporting us, and God bless America.
All right, sir, that'll do it. Again, my thanks for your time today, because I know it's late over there, so God bless your evening. Come home safe soon, sir.
Thank you, sir. God bless you and your family. Take care.
Bye now.